consolidate your Torah, Rabbi Naftali Chaim Lipchitz.
A very good Erev Shabbos, a very good Chodesh. I'd like to share with you, as we introduce this week's parasha, a mice with the Bishrol Salanta, that once Sheikhet came to Bishrol Salanta, and he said, you know, I've been Sheikhet for many years, and as I've grown older, you know, I'm becoming more concerned about my responsibilities. The fear of causing perhaps other people to eat non-kosher meat. So, I'd like to stop being a sheikhet, and instead I'm going to go into business. So Bishrol asked him, he says, tell me, are you an expert in the laws of Shechita? Sorry, about 20 simonim. So he says, yeah, of course, Rebbe, of course I am. He says, I studied the laws of Shechita for many years. And Bishrol then asked him, tell me, are you perhaps a mumcha in the laws of Shulchan Aruch Chesha Mishpat? So the student laughed. He says, well, of course not. You know, very few people learn Chesha Mishpat. So Bishrol said, you don't make any sense. He said, you're prepared to stop doing Shechita because of your fear that perhaps you might do an Aveira, even though you taka are an expert and a mumch in Shechita. So, how much more so should you fear, perhaps, transgressing when it comes to doing Hilchos Chesha Mishpat and business in which you have zero expertise in? In this week's parasha, parasha begins with the words Ve'ela Hamishpotim Ashetosim Refneim. Rashi says, what does it mean in these are the Mishpotim? It says Rashi Vav Moisif Ala Rishonim. It's Ma'elu Misinai Afedu Misinai. Just like the Aseret Hadibros were given at Matan Torah, so too all these Mishpotim, Dinei Mamonos of this week's parasha, were given at Matan Torah. The emes is, we need to understand, what difference does it make whether they were mashpotim were given in Matan Torah or in Oil Moed, as we know the whole famous Machlegus of Bishmon and Rabbi Kiva. What difference does it make? Kulom mipi Hashem, everything is from the hands of the mouth of Hashem. Mamela, we have to keep it. What difference does it make whether it's Vav Moisif? Ramban takes a different approach. Ramban says as follows. He says, the Torah gave all the Aseret Hadibros. Last week's Sedra, towards the end, we see a few extra words which Moshe Rabbeinu repeats over to Klal Yisrael. Says the Ramban, Be'emes, all these Mishpatim are a reinforcement of the Aseret Hadibros. He explains, what do I mean by that? He says, let's take for an example, the Inyan of Mominus, parts of this, the beginning part of the parasha. He says in the Torah, it says, Leisachmoy, that was the last of the Aseret Hadibros, which means don't covet, don't desire what belongs to someone else. So the Ramban says, a myriad of kachidish. So you know, we all go to Bati Dinim. Today now it's become more prominent where Bati Dinim for Chosha Mishpat have arisen. And people have got lots of dinu dvarim, lots of arguments. When it comes to Inyanei Mamon, sadly we know what goes on with Yerushas and how unity is broken up due to the desire to be successful and to ensure that one makes the maximum. Says the Ramban, the idea of the Mishpatim and going to Beis Din, how the Torah defines how the Mishpatim should be handled, says the Sheirish, the root of all of the Inyanei Mishpat, comes from Leisachmoid. It's the fact that you're biased and you want yen as money is what brings a person to the nature of Dinu Dvarim Ben Odm L'Chaveir when it comes to Inyoni Mammon. So this is what the Ramban. But the Chiddush of the Torah is that if you follow the Mishpatim and you follow what Beis Din tell you to do, that way you can ensure that your approach, as long as you follow what Beis Din tell you to do, there is no bias, and it's not mitzad leisachmoid. But the Ramban doesn't stop there. Ramban says another fascinating thought, and he quotes the Medrash. He says that the reason why it says ve'elam mishpatim directly after Aseret Hadibros is because kol ha-Torah teluyah b'mishpat. The whole Torah is dependent on mishpat. So when I saw the words of the Ramban, The first question which bothered me was, the Emma says we understand the idea, Melech b'mishpot yamid eretz. We see the words Tzion b'mishpot tipodeh. We have the Mishnah in Ovis that says Kol Olam the Alshrish Dvorim Olam Kayim Al Emes Vanadin Vanasholim, which the Pashtus is that all three are in Yonei Din. That's for another time. But that's Kiyum Ha'olam. Where do we find this idea and theme? And how does it? What does it mean that the whole Torah is dependent on Mishpat? The world is, yeah. What does it mean that the Torah is dependent on Mishpat? We'll share with you the words of the Medrash Rabba. Medrash says a tremendous idea here. He says, you know, last week's parasha, in the 2 weeks parasha ago, after Kriyas Yamsuf, it says in the Pasuk that Shom Som Leichiku Mishpat V'Shom Nisol. And the Pasuk tells us that the inyonim of the mitzvahs that they were commanded in Morah, and afterwards the Torah says, Kol HaMachla Ashesamti B'Mitzrayim Le'osim Olecha Ke'ani Hashem Refecho. You should know, that all the machlas, all the tremendous makas which the Mitzrayim experienced, I won't put upon you. And the question is, what's the shaykhus? What's the machla of Mitzrayim going to do with the fact that there were mitzvahs commanded in Mara? The Medrash says as follows. He says, if you look through the history of Klal Yisrael, the first Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, they... 90% of the Torah, they never kept. No different to today's society where we're a minority, maybe even if we're lucky, 10% keep the Torah properly. He says, but nevertheless, says the Medrash, the Gezar Din, the Reboishim is only Mavir Es HaDin when Klal Yisrael are Mavir Es HaDin. That means you don't have to keep the whole Torah, the Vulgate Vital. But as soon as you're Mavirin Esadin, as soon as you don't fulfill the mitzvahs, the inyoni moment, which the Torah describes in this week's parasha, for that, the Rabbi Yisrael will then bring destruction to Klal Yisrael. And that's how the Medrash describes Kol HaTorah to Leib HaMishpat. But I'd like to explain this with a little bit more understanding and depth. We all know the famous idea that the Rebbein Shalom, Klal Yisrael, the Melachim, had a taina, why should the Rebbein Shalom take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Vosfa Zechus, they don't have any Zechusim. They're no different to the Mitzrayim themselves. And we know from the Torah says, the Zechus for Klal Yisrael was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rebbein Shalom said, B'tziachcha es ha'om in Mitzrayim, Tavdun es Elikim Bohar Azed. By the way, we'll explain why it says Tavdun Elikim. What is the Loshon Elikim? You could have said Tavdun Hashem. We know the difference between Elikim, Midas Hadin, and Midas Rachmim. But the Torah tells us that that is the Zechus why Hashem is going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because they're going to be Mekabel the Torah. And what's so important about Kiyum HaTorah? Because Bereishis Bara Elikim. The Rabbi Yishleinim was Estakel Bereis or Bara Alma. He looked at the Torah and he created the world. Bara, he wanted, Olam Machshavti, he wanted to create it by Midas Hadin. Libesoif, he saw the world is not going to be Kayim, so he borrowed B'midas HaRachmim. The Peshat Chazal explain is, the first 2,000 years, the Welt is given without Torah. Nevertheless, there was Kiyum Ma'olam B'Rachmim B'Chesed. And after that, Klal Yisrael would be Mekabel the Torah. And tonight, his Nakadish Baruch, the Moshe made a condition. If you're Mekabel the Torah, good. If you're not Mekabel the Torah, I'm going to return the world the Soyiv Avoyah. So we understand that the Kiyum HaTorah and Kabbalah HaTorah was contingent to Kiyum HaOlam. But what we see is even deeper here. That the Torah tells us that only through the Kiyum of these, of the Torah and the Mishpatim, are we going to have the Kiyum HaOlam, this Kabbalah HaTorah. But what is Meyuchad about it? We say in Tehillim, we said today, Magid Dvarav Yaakov, Chukov and Mishpatov Yisrael also chen l'chol goy. And members, we all know Mishpatim, the goyim are filled with laws. Their law courts are a constant rota and turnaround. So what does it mean they don't have Mishpatim? Well, the Torah says, there's two types of Mishpatim. And this is what the Torah teaches us here. Most of us sometimes think Mishpatim is Hilchus Mammon. How important is it? It's okay, listen, as long as we keep learning the Torah and we're sitting and steiging for 12 hours a day, no, Hilchus Mammon isn't Shazai Yishver. It's not so problematic if we don't follow the law the way it is. But the Torah tells us that no. Kol haTorah tluya b'mishpat ve'eila ha'mishpatim. That means that the kiyum ha'olam and the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, the idea that Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to be taken out of Mitzrayim, is bizuchos the fact that they'll be mekabel the Torah b'midas hadin. And the nukudah of the midas hadin is what? Is the ve'eila ha'mishpatim of this week's parasha. That, says David HaMelech, lo yosachein l'chol goy. That the kiyum ma'olam, the ability to be able to ensure kiyum ha'tayra, and therefore the hisnagus of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, b'derech nes, of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, that whole hashkocha only takes place through the kiyum of din. The Shmira of Chukim and Mishpatim Torah tells us is not just a side dessert. It is part and the ikkah of what the Torah is, and through its kiyum that ensures that we have the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to go a little bit forward to the next part of the parasha. The parasha tells us over the inyoni of Eved Ivri. So, you know, the world always, the B'nai Chom always thought they were the only people that were slaves. The Torah tells us in this week's parasha that if a person is sold, v'chinemkav, when a person gets sold as an Eved Ivri, then, shei sholim yavayidu bashvi, yeitzi lachov shichinom. Goes free after the 6 years are completed. Says the Pasuk, but what happens if the Eved says, you know, I love my master, I have this, adonis, ishtis, bonai. Says the Torah, I'll tell you what we're going to do. V'rotza adonis v'zozno v'marzea v'avodoyle eilom. So he stays until Yovel, and we take a chisel and we pierce his ear. Piercings are found in the Torah these days. And that's what we do. He works till Yovel. So obviously Rashi contends with the Mechilta. What's going on here? Why in the world do we verot adeivas ozna? I mean, it's not known. Yid are not known for body mutilation. So what is this idea here that we need to take a kurnus and we makab a kurnus on the mezuzah habayis? Says Rashi, I'll explain to you. Why is an Eved Ivri? How does somebody become an Eved Ivri? Either he sold, because he stole. The other reason is, because he posh doesn't have a parnasa. And therefore he sells himself. Says Rashi, the Torah said, loy signaif. V'holach v'gonav. O oizen zu shashama, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. You can't be servants to anyone else, only to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And nevertheless, he went and he stole, or he sold himself as an Eved, therefore that Eisen should be pierced. Rashi then continues, B'Shem Rav Shimon, and he says as follows. He says, Ukamin Chayma, why Dafka on the Mezuzah's Pesach Habayis? Zog Rashi, because when the Rabbeinu Shem was posach ala Pesach in Mitzrayim, b'shas makas b'chayreis, uposachti, because, and at that time I said, kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, and you have accepted upon yourself to be an eved l'avadim, therefore it's roy, it's fitting to be makad b'kurnas to pierce your ear on the mezuzah habayis. So there are three issues which I'd like to raise. Firstly, why does the Torah say that the Rabbi Shem said Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim when they went at Makas b'chayres? The Rabbi Shem passed over when Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach. 2 minutes ago, Rashi just said that the Rabbi Shem said Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim when a Matan Torah. What do you said? You said it in Mitzrayim and you said it Matan Torah. Where's the source for this? Secondly, why do we pierce his ear 6 years later, after 6 years? If the guy sold himself or stole right at the beginning, we should pierce his ear to tell him, Oizen Zusha Shoma Bahai Sinai. So why does the Torah tell us that only after 6 years we pierce his ear? He's already done the Avera. So I'd like to share with you. And perhaps you can add one final point, is that someone who sells himself as an Eved Ivri, he's also makayim all the mitzvahs hatera. What does it mean? Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodai heim. If you're serving the Rabbeinu Shem still and going to Shachris Menchem Arev and learning Tera, kiyum mitzvahs, what, you're not an Eved to the Rabbeinu Shleilam? Yeah. To explain this, I want to share with you the words of the Kliyoka, B'derech Remez. And I point out it's B'derech Remez. But as an introduction, I'm going to share with you three stories, which will reflect the idea of the Kliyoka. Maybe some of these stories are peccant, of a maisa of a bocha that once came to Reb Elia. And he asked him permission to leave yeshiva and to go to work. So Reb Elia asked and felt that the boy Be'etzim should be still in yeshiva for a few extra years. He had more to learn. So he asked him, why do you need to leave now? So the bacha replied, so I can get married and support my children and a family. So Reb Elia responded and says, and tell me, how do you know you'll get married? Well, the bacha answers, everyone gets married. He says, yeah, and how do you know you'll have children? He says, what do you mean? How do I know I'll have children? He says, Rebbe, you trying to curse me? So Reb Elia says, no, absolutely not. But I see that you're willing to put your trust in Hashem to get married and to be blessed with children, but you do not have any trust in Him that He'll provide sustenance for you and your family in the proper time. A similar maisa in the Chofetz Chaim. There's a bacha that once came to the Chofetz Chaim and he said to the Chofetz Chaim, I'm refusing the shidduch that's been offered to me. So Chofetz Chaim says, well, what's wrong with the shidduch? He says, I've made up in my mind that I need my future shver to support me 5 years in learning Torah. I need 5 years! Okay. So, if he didn't receive such a commitment, he wasn't willing to take on this shidduch. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, how long do you expect to live? So he said, 70 shana, b'gvurish, 80 shana, 75, 80 years. And perhaps, hopefully, a few more years than that. So Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, but okay, fine. So who's going to support you for the next 75 years? So the bacha immediately jumped up and explained. He says, why should I worry about that now? So the Chofetz Chaim responded, aha, so you're guaranteed for another 65 to 75 years, but the first 5 years, that's all you're worried about. A friend of mine told me the following maisa. He worked in cars. And somebody came to his garage once. And he had, an Estima, some that type of car. That's just, from the Cresta cars that we know of in today. And he says, listen, I've got a problem with my brakes. So, what I'd like you to do is fix the brakes and make sure it's absolutely drivable, that this car is never going to cause me problems ever again. It's going to last for years. That's what I need. I don't have to come back again. And he drove this guy, Mushuga, to find out the different this make of brakes, that make of brakes. To cut a long story short, after about 3 months, he got everything that he wanted, and his brakes, and he was Meredith, and he got everything, and even then it was a push to get him to pay for the actual job. Nebuch, Yena was nifta before year was up. His brakes outlived him. Says the Kliyoka. Fascinating idea. He says, this Torah, let's look at this pasuk from a completely different perspective. We're all looking at it, Eved, being sold. He says, we, Yidden here, myself included, are Avodim. We begin this world, we get married, I'm a tracht. Okay, now, well, here, if we learned in yeshiva that we have to do ishtadlus. So you've got to do ishtadlus. So what do we have to do? Let's go to business. Let's start making money. Ah, you've got your learning. And you were taught how important Torah and Kiyum Mitzvahs is. Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to work hard now for 6 years. Only one or two children in the meanwhile, maybe. And I'll have enough to save up that I'll be able to go to Kailal once. All the children are born and everything will be good. You come to the guy 6 years later and you say to him, no, Rabid, you did well this past 6 years. Look at your tax returns. No, maybe it's time now to go to learning. Yeah, you're a very good point. And his mum was MS, mum shows the genuineness of how important it is to go to Kirtle Balabatim in the morning and Ashi in the afternoon and Dafayim in the evening. This is a bavos. but I know my children, one or two, could do with, you know, the schools have now gone up in price and it's more expensive and I need money for that. 6 years later, he's busy telling you, you've made enough money to pay for your children's school now, from now, ad yoy moisom. Yeah, but the mice, I'm going to have to marry off my children and then marry off my children. And once he marries off his children, they ask him, what was the first year? Yeah, my grandchildren. Anyway, the mice, this guy is constantly running after and building his wealth and wealth. And what happens? Comes to the day he dies. His family all come to the cemetery grounds. He's bankrupt, 6 foot under. He's buried 6 foot under. His family turn around. They divvy out Yerusha. And what happens with the Yerusha of Ervest? And he's left there, and it comes to my MS. Ladik, empty, nothing, garnished, nothing to prove for, nothing to show for. Says the Kleyaka. That's what the Torah is talking about. A person who sells himself to this world. He comes to this world. Shishonim Yavid, okay, fine, says the Rabbi Shem. Thus, you want to work 6 years? Work 6 years. Do your shtadlus. You've got to do a little bit. Oh, but afterwards, you say, no, I have to. This is really geschmack. I'm making good money here. I have to. Yesadoyinis, ishti vesbonai. Says the Pasuk, you know what? You're a person who's now proving that avodayim, you've got no hasaga of the purpose of what you were placed for in this world. When Klal Yisrael were Mitzrayim, and they went through Makkos Bechoris, what did they have to do to be zeicha to the miracle that the Makkah of the Malach HaMashchis didn't destroy them? Because they were moisa nefesh for Korban Pesach. They took the dam and they put it on Mezuzas HaBayis. What did they show? They showed the kiyum of Ahavtas Hashem Lekacho, b'chol nafshecho, even before the Makab the Torah. The only tzura of kiyum HaTorah and kiyum HaMitzvahs and not in being an Eved and being Makab l'Omach Shemayim is if a person understands that his shibut is cannot be to anything but to the Rabbi Hashem. If a person has any attraction and link to the gelt and the idea of building up his wealth, says the Torah, va'avodi la'olam, you'll come to the Pesach HaBayis, you'll be bankrupt 6 foot under, and there'll be no one left at the Pesach HaBayis, it'll be completely empty, everyone will have left you. And that is what the Torah is telling us, that each person in their own way has to always ask himself, am I at the point of Varatza Adayna Vazazna B'Martzeah? Or am I taka doing this, and am I taka using the rest of my time of Torah She'ini Mlocha Seifeli Espetela? I'd like to continue with another idea. I always say, at least I have to say over three Divrei Torah. One for Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Shabbos, as long as I get three over. So in this part of the end of the parasha of the Sholosh Regalim, Tochili Bashana, the Torah tells us the inyanim of the Chagim. Three Chagim! And how does the Torah end off? Three times, the Torah tells us, Mishpatim, Yisisa, and Re'eh. Why does the Torah say three times, Lo yisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy? Don't cook a goat with the milk of its mother. Echad le'isa achilo, echad le'isa hano. And the final is for the Issa Bishel, that the Issa of Bosa b'chalev is only al yedei Bishel. So, one of the big famous questions is, if a Yid wants to work at McDonald's, because he wants to do his avodah and his shtadlus, is he allowed to work at McDonald's if he's making cheeseburgers? For Goyim, not for Yidden, obviously. So therefore it should be okay, because it's only possible Nevela. Question is, if Nevela, the rule is Nevela, or even if it's a Nevela, if it's a kosher animal, it's still got the same problem of Basav HaCholov. There's a machlokes on that.
It's not cooked together.
Ah, but what about the Dover Gush? If you look at the beef burger itself, if it's a Dover Gush, and it's been cooked and it's boiling hot, and you put the cheese directly on it, then Lachar, it's a Dover Gush, and it's got a din of Kli Rishon. So you're going to be over on this of Basav HaCholov. The Medrash tells us a fascinating thing, that when Moshe was Olal HaMorim, he went up to Shemayim, and he went to keep the Torah, wanted the Torah. So Malachim said, what is this Ben Adam? What is he doing here? Moshe said, he's coming to take the Torah. Torah? Torah Yitzchal HaShemayim. How can you, this Adam, simple, this physical person, this human being, take the Torah? So to cut it short, the Medrash says Listen, Malachim, you think the Torah belongs to you? Didn't you go down to Avraham Avinu? What does the pasuk say? See, you Malachim, you keep the Torah. The Torah says, and you Malachim went and ate basa mecholov together. So you saying, you took one. He first then gave them milk, took the milk away, and then he gave them the meat. So that's one shitter. But that is what the Medrash brings down. I'm quoting to you the words of the Medrash, not my own words. Medrash says, therefore there was a time in the Malachim, you can't keep the Torah, because you don't keep the Torah, because you eat basa mecholov. Fret the Chanukah says, okay, beautiful. Ashtag a time in the Malachim. What about Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. According to the Tosis, he was even Mekayim the laws of the Drabbanon. Vos is with the Issa basa mecholov. Mavashel! We just said that the three reasons why the Torah says Leisa Vashel is because one's for Issa Achila, one's for Issa Anor, and one's for the Issa Bishel. Who says they were Mavashel? Then otherwise, why were the Malachim over in the Issa? If they weren't cooked together, the Malachim wouldn't have been over in the Issa. But Issa Achila is only if it's cooked together, Alidei Bishel. This, if it wasn't done Alidei Bishel, then they wouldn't have been over in the Issa of eating. If you have a piece of meat and milk not cooked together, you're right. That's not what the Torah describes as the Issa. But if we're telling the Malachim that they ate basa mecholov, that means they were cooked together. Who cooked them? Sorry? So who cooked them? Elamai Avraham Avinu did. So Avraham Avinu was over in the Issa Bishel basa mecholov. How can that be? I'm not going to go into the depth that there are many different ideas and themes that we can talk about in the Issa of Basa Becholov. But the insight the Chanukah Satara shares is very interesting. He says, Ki al pi advarim mo'ele, on these words, Korati itcho bris ves Yisrael. On the Inyan of these words, Basa Becholov, and this parish of Leis Vashel Gedi, I'm telling you that this is what the Krisus Bris is. Krisus Bris is Dafka on Basa Becholov. That's the last part, and that's what the Baruch Shem is Krisus Bris. So Chanukah Satara says that Avada is a shtaka taina. How could the Malachim be not given the Torah because they ate and Avraham Avinu didn't? He says because the Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Baruch Shem, he says, why does it say in the Torah Gedi? It could have mentioned any other animal. In fact, the Boishim is making a mockum toss for the minim to think that the Issa Basa Becholov only applies by Gedi. And the Boishim answers to him, do you know what? Ki al pi hadvarim ma'ele. For these words. That's good for the reason why I've written the halacha of given these words of the bris. That's what it's been signed for. So the Chanukah Satara explains. He says, that's good for what? The Malachim, the idea was that the Malachim themselves, they looked at it and they said, listen, the Torah says, Leisa Vashel Gedi. Mamela, it doesn't apply to Basa Becholov. Because Basa Becholov is real meat, and that's what he gave them, Ben Habakkuk. The Torah's din doesn't apply. That's why from the Rebbeinu Shem responded, Ki al pi advarim ma'ele, that the Issa, why I wrote Gedi, is that way it would give us a chus for Klan Yisrael, that they could have a taina on the Malachim, that Gedi doesn't dafka mean Gedi. It also means all the behemoths. So you take a Malachim tight shit to mean dafka Gedi, and that's why you take an 8 basa mecholov of a Klan Yisrael who understand the mitzvahs properly, says the Chanukah Satara, they understood that Gedi is l'rabbis kol aminim, and that's why the Torah wrote the word Gedi without defining it. Oh, because according to Avraham, he's not explaining Avraham Avinu himself. He's explaining how could the Malachim themselves make the tolls to go along and eat for it. Sorry?
It's almost the kids who have gone Avraham that we understand where Joseph Dimitri's identity is.
Again, it's a very, very starke taina, but he's just, this idea he's bringing here is just to explain how the malachim themselves can make the mistake themselves. Sorry? So they should have known the Torah more. Yeah, but it's, yeah, but then again, it's yeah. There's different ways of looking to answer this question.